Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. We're doing terrible one-hit wonders tonight. Butterfly made the list, according to Nolan. I guess this is a bad song.
Exactly. I had to present it to you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. When I was younger, when this song came on, the windows are down, and you're like, oh, it's... I was kind of into it, but it's like when you start listening to some of the lyrics, you're like, man, it's really stupid. It goes back to what I was saying about Limp Bizkit last night.
Yeah, go revisit the music video, too.
Oh, it's awful. All right, let's switch gears and talk some baseball. Unless Steve Molesky has a favorite one-hit wonder and some terrible ones to go along with it. Steve, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. No, man, I'm a Chicago guy. They had plenty of hits.
Yeah, so that's right. Typically, Steve's music is Chicago, and we should apologize to him for not playing it just because we're doing terrible one-hit wonders tonight.
Oh, that makes perfect sense, and you guys take care of me plenty of times on that front, so we're good.
So, Steve, we have a lot of people. I mean, look, and I'm not even sure if you know the answers to how everything's going to look with the taxi squad and the expanded rosters and who might be on there. Do you have any thoughts of what players we might see either on the taxi squad or an expanded roster?
Well, you have to keep in mind a couple things here. My understanding is the 60-man player pool, you got to get through the season with that. So if you get six players who get coronavirus and another six or eight to go to the DL, and you have six or eight that you don't want to play, you get thin real quick. So I think the Orioles would certainly entertain and will probably put several, quote, prospects on there, including guys like Adley Rutschman, who they may be happy to get that experience but not want to put in a game. So that's where some confusion will come in. And I doubt they'll put him in a game, but, I mean, I guess anything's possible. I'm just going to say he'll be on the 60, but he won't play in a game. Now, what's happened here is it's confusing to the front offices in this way. By Sunday, they're supposed to decide on their 60. What they don't know is we're pretty sure there's not going to be a minor league season, but what we don't know is will there be an Arizona Fall League, an expanded to Florida Fall League, an instructional league? Will MLB allow you to send 100 players to your spring training home in Sarasota to work out? So you might have to – let's say they put Adley on the 60, but they don't want to put him in a game. They find out a month later there's a 40-game Arizona Fall League. Now, wait a minute. We would have put him in that if we had known. Mm-hmm. So I think they're asking teams to make some decisions before decisions are made on some of these other things. So I think it's confusing. Someone mentioned to me today, what about if they do come up with, say, an Arizona Fall League later – and this would be like each team would have its own team. You know, you'd have 30 Oriole prospects on one team. It'd be different than the usual AFL. Maybe they'd let them make an adjustment later and take players off the 60. I don't know. So there's some confusion in the game right now, I think, with the prospect situation.
What about – I was asked about service time, but from my understanding, that wouldn't be affected for the minor league players, right, unless they ended up playing?
Well, you don't get service time on the taxi squads. You could be there for all 60 games. You get service time once you get on the major league roster, the active roster for the game that night. So you don't have to play to accrue service time. But if you're on the 30-man roster opening day or when it's later cut to 26 and you're eligible for the game that night, you get one day of service time and your clock starts ticking. Now, you could then be removed from the active roster but still on the 60-man. And now you're not getting service time. So, but it does start your service time which all leads to arbitration, free agency, and all that. And you don't get any service time unless you're on the active major league roster. And when you're not, you're optioned back to the minors, or in this case, back to the 60-player pool. You wouldn't accrue it.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the interesting part of this is just figuring out how the whole thing's going to play out. Give me your take on what it's going to be like covering a team. And, you know, there are still some questions about how are you going to do it? Are you going to be – because I know you're not going to go to road games, at least I don't believe. And even some home games, does it even make sense to go down there and try to cover a team from the home stadium?
We don't know the rules yet. Nothing's been officially told to us on or off the record, really. But, media is surmising and guessing that some of these reports that 30 or 35 reporters will be allowed to go to a game, counting cameramen and all that. And so, but we don't think we'll be allowed to leave the press box. So, in other words, if they do a post-game interview with Brandon Hyde, it'll be on Zoom, and we'll be in the same building, but we won't be able to be in the same room, and we won't even be on the same level of the stadium. We'll be on the press box level, and he'll be down in the clubhouse level. And so there doesn't seem to be much advantage to being there because, A, you'll probably be told you have to wear a mask the entire time, and you can't leave the press box. You can't even walk around the stadium. You can't go say, I'm going to sit in the upper deck for the fifth inning. Nope, can't do that. Usual amenities for the media, like the pregame meal, that won't happen. And so, again, I'm not complaining about any of this. I understand it's a pandemic, and we have to abide by the rules we're given. And so that seems like that's what's going to happen. But, again, we haven't heard final and official.
Yeah, and I get that, too. It's just, like, it's different. I mean, everybody's still figuring out what can and can't be done. And then, you know, if anything happens, it could vastly change, you know, what you're allowed to do. Or, I was talking to someone with the NFL yesterday, and they said their plan is to have fans in the stands, be it at 25% capacity. It's going to go state by state. But that goes along in lines with whether or not we have more spikes or a second wave with the coronavirus. And we're seeing things from Texas and Florida and some other states that are spiking right now because they opened up a little too early.
It's not good. I mean, it's not good in some areas right now. And I mean, if you look at our country compared to somebody put a tweet about the U.S. fake cases versus the European Union, which is a makeup of 27 countries. And I mean, we look as a nation, we look terrible, my personal opinion. So within that realm, MLB, though, to their credit, players and owners have a 100-page protocol where they've thought of virtually everything to the point of, Jeremy, when a player's in a hotel on the road, they're being told, we recommend you not use the elevator. And to facilitate that, we're going to try to get the players' rooms on lower floors so you don't have to walk up 20 floors to your room. I mean, this is things they thought of. So, I mean, there's hardly anything left out, which is why they're not going to let reporters who they haven't tested or don't know the medical history go get in contact with any people with that are players or coaches that are in the clubhouse. It makes sense to me if you've taken all these precautions. I mean, the 30 media guys could be sitting there healthy as fine, but we don't know that without a test because you can be spreading this virus and you can be completely fine, as we now know. So they've taken an enormous number of precautions, and they're going to be players test positive. There already have been, and more are going to happen. What they're trying to avoid is a team having 20 of these guys. If they have two or three, they might be able to isolate them and keep everybody else healthy. They're going to try. If they have 15 or 20, that's a whole different ball of wax. So we're going to see how this plays out.
Yeah, you know, talking to Steve Molesky of Mass and Sports here on 105.7 The Fan, and I think that's kind of where we're all at is just, you know, we want to see it. And, I know what the NBA and Adam Silver spoke up saying, like, fans want something to take their mind off of everything. They want sports to come back. And I agree with that. And I'm happy that they're all trying to get something done. But there is that inherent risk that something could go wrong. And, they were talking about in the NFL, what happens if all your quarterbacks are around each other in the quarterback room? Everybody gets sick. Do we have a Tom Maddie situation where your running back is then you're going to run the wishbone or I form with your fullback being the quarterback? You know, like there's a lot of problems that can happen. And like you talked about with the expanded rosters, if you have it go through your entire team, then you could be in trouble.
Well, you know, many years at spring training, when spring training first starts and you have 60 some players on a spring training roster and you put them all in one clubhouse, and they're coming from all different places of the country. Some of them have illnesses, and it quickly spreads. It seems like every year in spring training, you hear early on, well, you know, something's going through the Oriole clubhouse, and, you know, so these five players didn't work out today, and they got sent home from the hotel. And, you know, when you bring that many people into one confined area, now what that, and we won't be able to see it as reporters, but they're supposedly spaced the lockers 6 feet apart. They're not, you know, the players will not to all congregate in there at one time. They'll be in different, whether it's meetings or working out or whatever. They're just doing everything they can to be safe. And, you know, they have more testing than most businesses will have. They have more and top medical people than most businesses will have. And they got athletes who are in great shape. But again, the fear is if you one player tests positive, he spreads it to someone who spreads it to someone who might be 70 years old and in bad health. So, I mean, there are reasons to be concerned, but there are also reasons to give it a go and see how this works out and cross your fingers and understand that MLB is not just winging it here. They've for all the criticism it's deserved to the players and owners about the money, when it comes to the safety, they're the opposite of winging it. They've been very thorough, and now they got to see if they can execute it and it will work.
So with the taxi squad, we all expect Adley to be there. You have to carry a catcher on that, right?
You're going to have six. You're going to have 30. If you have 30 active opening day and 30 not, you're going to have a bunch of catchers. You might have four or five, so it might be more than three. And again, if Adley's the third catcher and you don't want to activate him, you got to have somebody in case the first two catchers roll their ankle on opening night.
I guess my question about that is, because, I mean, you have your invites to spring training and how you want to work things and who you want to put there, but do you expect the guys they drafted this year to be a part of that taxi squad so they're doing something? I don't know what the right answer to all this is personally.
Right. It goes back to what I said earlier, that you could put these players on the taxi squad and a month later find out MLB will have an expanded Arizona and Florida Fall League and both will play 40 games. And teams will be like, well, it's much better to have Adley play 40 games than be catching bullpens just for major league pitchers. I mean, the game experience is what's needed. So, in essence, they're asking teams to make a choice between the two right now. And a team that would put a player on the taxi squad, but they don't plan to activate him, would be like, well, heck, if I had known you were going to do that, I wouldn't put him on the taxi squad. So that's what I'm saying, where it's a little confusing. The other thing with draft picks is this roster is either going to come out Sunday or at the latest by Wednesday, because that's when spring starts, and this group of 60. So the Orioles haven't officially signed any draft picks, but it wouldn't surprise me if we hear most of them announced, said signed over the next few days. And then if they wanted to send Heston Kerstad, for instance, the top pick to the taxi squad, they could. But you have to sign him first. You can't. Yeah. You know, and they got to do that by Wednesday, because I think you can't add to that 60 once you set it.
Steve, when we started to get towards the very end there, did you think we were going to have baseball? Did you always kind of have that idea it was going to get done? Because things got pretty ugly between ownership and the MLBPA, which I think is going to carry over to the next collective bargaining agreement when it comes up.
I do too, and I kept thinking this should be like a hockey game, and it's time for a line change. Get Manfred out of there, get Tony Clark out of there, get their top negotiators out of there, and let somebody else take a crack. Because clearly there are personality issues, there's hostility issues. And for a while there, Jeremy, when Rob Manfred went on ESPN that night and they asked him, when's the last time you talked in person or via Zoom, and it was 8 days, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. They're negotiating by email. I mean, how in the world? You know, how can you resolve anything sending notes back and forth? That's how bad it got. So my hope was always that they both need to have a season for a lot of good reasons, not to mention money that both will be missing out on. And even though owners will take losses, to have no season for this length of time and then come back in 2021 and say, okay, we're here, everybody come back, love us again, I think would have been not good at all.
Absolutely. Steve Molesky of Massive Sports, appreciate your time, man. We're getting closer, so I'm going to be talking some baseball real soon with you. I appreciate it as always.
You got it, Jeremy. See you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.